This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Today or tomorrow, we are going to launch something like a marriage counseling class. This time around, it's digital, meaning that you learn it well before you get married. You keep going back to it after you get married. And the way Miriam has built it is timeless. It's timeless. The course, I think that deserves a lot of applause, yes. It's timeless. So years to come, you can always pick up your phone and just go through what you have studied before you got married. So that's it on the screen. So when you go to www.mariamlemu.com, this is what you will find. This is the homepage. It just keeps going. You'll see the Marriage Academy. What the Academy offers: premarital tips, marriage and family and parenting. There's a section for that. There's a section for spirituality and personal growth. Then you have the sponsorship. You have upcoming event. Miriam Lemu is also on the audio platforms, Apple, Google, and several. Then that is the certified premarital masterclass. We have several endorsements from different people. It's all displayed. So for those of us that have endorsed, we thank you so much. Your name, your pictures are on the website, right, all the way to the end. Then, of course, we see our beautiful Miriam over there. Then there's an opinion survey also. Then you want to just hear from us constantly. You keep drop your email. Then if you go to the About Us page, Miriam takes us through a journey of how far she has come. She's come from the very beginning to how she's built this for many years, and talks about marriage. And like she always says, I share with you the facts and the ugly truth about everything. So she bears it out. So that's the About Us page. Very simple. Everything is classy. Everything is colorful. Miriam, we thank you for that. Right, great. Then these are all the other pages. You can find different sections have different pages from spirituality. Then she gives out free lectures on the platform. So there is never a shortage of different things you can learn, so much so. Right, then parenting and family, lots of videos you can watch. And like somebody joked, these videos are better than CNN quality. Someone said that yesterday. All right, so you see lots of them over there. Then, of course, it just keeps going. Then on spirituality, we've got a separate page for that. There, you're going to learn about the spiritual aspect of life in general. Then, of course, spirituality of marriage. Then Miriam gives us a lot of resources you can download for free. You just keep downloading them and just keep studying. You know, the thing about marriage, you need to keep learning from time to time. You know, different resources on different parts. You know, what you see here is not been easy. You know, Miriam had sleepless nights along with the husband. We were in the office sometimes 1 a.m. for weeks on ending. Then the logos of all our partners and sponsors are there. Then this is the page for the course, right? You can see how beautiful it is. There are 72 courses, 72 topics, each one broken down, beautifully done, 72 videos. At the end of each video, you take a short quiz. Then at the end of the course, you take an kind of an exam and you get marriage course, right? So that's what we get to see on the platform. So like Ustaz said, I encourage each of you to go there and just check MiriamLemu.com and see the beauty of what Miriam has done for the country, for Nigeria, and for Africa. All right. So after the course, then you just keep expanding each of them and you just keep navigating all through. So module 7 has lots of topics under module 8, lots of topics under module 9. By the time you total all the topics, you have a total of 72. And there's a beautiful trailer video for you to watch. So this is the first of its kind in Africa. This is the first of its kind. I've built several academies. I've powered several digital platforms. But none, Miriam, none comes close to what you've done here. So I want to congratulate you and your husband and your brother sitting over there. Thank you all and your friends all gathered around you, Zara. We've worked with you in the past before, and everyone gathered here today, and Your Excellency, thanks, short notice, you are here with us. Thank you so much. And representative of His Eminence, thank you so much. Let everyone here, let's make Nigeria proud. Let's go on this platform. Let's show the world that we truly can be digital, and there is none better than what we have today. Thank you all, and bye.
Thank you very much, Mr. Amu. I think what is amazing is when all of us come out and display our different skills and come together, which is what the strategic partnership with the Mariam Lemo Academy will offer you as well. Like, for example, Mr. Amu has built a lot of digital academies, and that's his expertise, building digital academies. And Sister Mariam Lemo has always been talking about how marriage works. She has shared it on YouTube. I think the first time I got to know about both of you was a viral YouTube video that came out where it was like an interview. And I was like, I think it was even my wife that sent it to me. She's like, can you see what people are doing? Right? And so, but I think that this academy, what is amazing is that instead of us to be watching frivolous things as a family, we can actually sit down, take our time. You don't even have to do it for too long. Even if it's just once a week, take one module, watch it. And then throughout that week, as a couple, try to see how you can implement it. I think that will go a long way. But not only that, one of the things that you can do to stamp your name is to join in strategic partnership with this academy. There are cards in front of you that talks about how you can sponsor someone. So imagine where you just sit down and say, you know what, I want to sponsor someone. Now this is what the card looks like. It just shows you straight what you need to do. There's an account number. If you want to do transfer, you can do, and it will sponsor someone. All you need to do to pay for 1 to 99 people is you pay $75 or $37,500. As simple as that. And anybody that gets access to that, it will act as a sadaka to Jariah for you as well. Right? So I think that is something that we all need to come together and support. This is an amazing platform, as we can see. Now, what we will do is we want to give you a sneak peek into what the videos are. And we want to challenge Mr. Amu. He said it's CNN quality, so we'll see it today, whether it's CNN quality. But I trust and believe that it is, even exceeds, if I'm not mistaken. So right now, we'll go on and show this masterclass.
This is Mariam Lemo. Welcome to my premarital masterclass, a detailed guide to hopefully getting it right. Many marriages fail long before they've even begun due to insufficient knowledge and proper planning. We just dive in from the deep end and then learn about the skills needed afterwards. Sadly, many end up drowning in misery, anguish, and pain. The divorce rate today is at an all-time high. With over 60 episodes, I have created this course to help you navigate the obstacles and challenges that so many face when they want to get married. Now we're going into marriage. What's it all about? What are your expectations of marriage? How will I know when I'm ready to get married? The first advice I will give you is to get married for the right reason. Next, I want you to do your homework. You need to read a lot of books. Now what I'd like to share with you next is the qualities and skills that I believe you need to have or adopt before you get married. Growth mindset allows you to have an This is Mariam Lemo. Welcome to my premarital masterclass, a detailed guide to hopefully getting it right. Many marriages fail long before they've even begun due to insufficient knowledge and proper planning. We just dive in from the deep end and then learn about the skills needed afterwards. Sadly, many end up drowning in misery, anguish, and pain. The divorce rate today is at an all-time high. With over 60 episodes, I have created this course to help you navigate the obstacles and challenges that so many face when they want to get married. Now we're going into marriage. What's it all about? What are your expectations of marriage? How will I know when I'm ready to get married? The first advice I will give you is to get married for the right reasons. Next, I want you to do your homework. You need to read a lot of books. Now, what I'd like to share with you next is the qualities and skills that I believe you need to have or adopt before you get married. Growth mindset allows you to have an open mind and be flexible. You're going to need this before the marriage, but you're going to need lots of it after the marriage. Next is fidelity and loyalty. Now, this is a very, very critical ingredient for the success of any marriage. Having respect as a quality ensures that you always maintain good manners, good adab. Another attribute to have is optimism. It is at this point that I would highly recommend that you do the dua of istihara. Now it's time for us to take a critical look into the background of the person you want to marry. I want to emphasize that it's extremely important that before you get married, you drop any excess baggage that you may be carrying. I want to talk about sexual abuse. Now, if you were a victim of or witnessed a toxic relationship growing up, maybe you were drawn into the battlefield, maybe you were made to take sides or become a lawyer, a psychiatrist to your parents. We've been talking about addictions and I want to focus on addiction to pornography. Make sure you come clean. However, make sure you fix it before you go into your matrimonial home. If you were a victim of bullying, it's time to shed that load before you actually say, I am ready to get married. Now let's talk about polygamy. If you are a woman who's taking this course because you are going into polygamy, you are going to be either the second, third or fourth wife, I'd like to share some advice with you. Go in knowing that you are there to add value, not to compete, not to be disruptive, and not to destabilize the family. The problem you have is often when men go out and marry another spouse without letting their spouse know and carrying them along on the process, they end up feeling so empty, feeling broken, feeling worthless. Justice and equity is critical for anyone who is going to go into polygamy. It is my prayer that Allah will bless you for all your efforts and your intentions when you took this course. May He continue to guide you. May He always be in your thoughts and your constant actions. This course, this labor of love, would not have been made possible without the will of Allah. He has been my guide and my compass throughout this journey. I want to thank Him for the great examples shown to me by my parents and the beautiful home I grew up in. My mother wrote a book for me when I was getting married, Ideal Muslim Wife, which was later published into a bestseller, and then a sequel, Ideal Muslim Husband. These books served as an excellent guide for us, especially in our early years. Then I want to give credit to my better half, my husband Said Takuma. He supported me on this journey and helped me edit and find the perfect words to express exactly what I wanted to say. This course would not have been what it is had we not gone on this beautiful grand adventure together for the past 29 years. I often say, he is my happily ever after. Finally, to my brother Nuru Lemu, he also shared many books that he thought would be of benefit to you as well. Jazakumullahu khairan to all of them. It is my hope and prayer that this course has been of benefit to you. Join me for this journey of a lifetime by registering today. I will be there as your guide every step of the way. Thank you.
Recognize the presence of the First Lady of Sokoto State, Her Excellency Dr. Maria Aminu Waziri Tambuwal. We'd also like to recognize the presence of Honorable Solomon Godwin Bamola and Engineer Shegun Abolaji. It is amazing that we are seeing that not only are the women coming out to support this initiative, but the men as well. So it's my hope that at the end of this, we will have better marriages, inshallah. Now, for the unveiling, I'm sure all of us are anxious and can't wait. We'd like to call on representatives of the following organizations to please step forward to the podium there. Representative of Form 1, RAPA, NASFAT, One Ummah, IET, DIN, MPAC, New Horizon College, Girl Child Concerns, I Care Women and Youth Initiative, Women in Dara, NASCO, and Fraser Suits. Please, representative of these strategic partners, please come over for the unveiling. Please, a round of applause for them as they come out. Okay. Please step out onto the podium, please. Just here. And the moment we've all been waiting for, we would like to call on our chief unveiler, none other than Mrs. Zahra Buhari Indimi, the founder, ZMB Homes, an orphanage in Kaduna. Please, a warm round of applause for her as she steps up. Would also please beg the indulgence of the Minister of Women Affairs, the important talent, to also please join us as we unveil this. Please, a round of applause for her as she steps up. I think it will also be great for the course creator and her wonderful husband to join us as well, so that they can also join us in the unveiling of their product. Please, a round of applause for them, please. So I would also like to call on the wives of the governors that are present here to please join us as well. Please, a round of applause for them as they join us.
In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, Most Merciful, I would like to stand on existing protocol. My name is Zahra Buhari, and we are about to officially unveil the premarital course by Mariam Lemu. Would like to do a little prayer first. May this initiative go as far and as wide as we've never imagined. May this be as beneficial as it can be to the whole of humanity. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give more people these type of initiatives to actually help humanity. And may we have a peaceful home and society, inshallah. Thank you very much. So we'll now count down. Can we all join? I need the scissors. Okay. Okay. This way? So it's this I'm cutting. Just confirming. Okay, can we all join? We'll start with 10 and then count down. Start. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, two, one. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah.
Ladies and gentlemen, the website is live. All you have to do to access it is go to www.mariamlemu.com. Thank you all for honoring us. Please, you can go back to your seat. Thank you. Please, a round of applause for them.
Special day, our hearts are full of pleasure. The day that brings the two of you close together. We're gathered here to celebrate a moment you'll always treasure. We ask Allah to make your love last forever. Let's raise our hands and make dua like the Prophet taught us. And with one voice, let's all say, say, say.
Thank you, everyone. Can we take our seats? Now, the next item on our agenda, we know that most of the people that will actually need this course might not be able to afford it. So the call now is on how can we make it accessible so that everyone can benefit from it. We have all seen that a lot of thought has gone into this. We have all seen that a lot of hard work has gone into it. But it's all this hard work and all this what we've come here for. If we can't get it to the hands of everyone in every nooks and crannies of Nigeria, of Africa, of the world, it will be for nothing. So this is why now I'm calling on all of us to support this initiative. And the next item on our agenda is to call on our chief launcher to launch this platform to support thousands of people to have access to this amazing program. I'd like to call on His Excellency, the Executive Governor of Kogi State, His Excellency Governor Yayabello, to launch this event. Thank you very much. A round of applause for you, please.
The chairman of the occasion, our mother, Her Excellency, Dr. Mrs. Aisha Muhammadu Buhari. Your Excellency, the Deputy Governor of Niger State, the wife of governors here present, our royal father, who is representing the chairman of this occasion, our mother, Her Excellency Mrs. Pauline Tallon, the Honorable Minister for Women Affairs. Let me appreciate Mrs. Zahra Muhammadu Buhari Ndimi, I'll just stop at that. Let me appreciate the wife of the former Vice President of the Federal Republic of Nigeria, Mrs. Amina Namadi Sambo. Let me, not in order of importance anyway, recognize all of us, but very importantly, let me appreciate Mrs. Mariam Lemu and your wonderful husband, Alhaji Saad Muhammad. Let me appreciate the organizers of this event, all invited guests, members of the Fourth Estate of the Realm, distinguished ladies and gentlemen. Mine is very simple, just to lunch and go and sit down. But before I do that, let me just make a few words that before I become a governor, most times I attend events, symposium, talk shows, workshops, luncheon, or book presentations, and a lot of talks will ensue. A lot of postulations, a lot of ideal things will be said about what our society should be, what our homes should look like, institutions emerged, and several organizations have charged themselves with the idea of telling us what our homes, our marriages, Nigeria should be. But at the end of the day, most times, even as a young person, even as I speak with you as a governor today, you see a lot of our leaders, of our brothers and sisters will come and preach a lot of wonderful things. But on the contrary, what they do at home is different. That's why when I came into this office, I decided to always go into actions rather than talk. So we're going to see the action here practically today. Before we go into that, I'll just give you a few examples of who I am or what we've done in Kogi State. In Kogi State or in Nigeria generally, everybody will be shouting insecurity, insecurity, crimes and criminalities. In Nigeria today, women are shouting and advocating for women inclusion in governance. But all will start and end in talk show. But in Kogi State today, we have demonstrated it. It is on record, as we speak, that Kogi is the safest state in Nigeria today. Instead of talking, we are practicalizing it. Women have agitated severally that they should be included, including my sister here, our mother. She's always saying women are not, and she continued to fight for women inclusion. Today, we have exemplified in Kogi State by having, of course, starting from my ADC as a woman, my SSG, my head of service from first term to this second term as women, all the vice chairmen of the local government in Kogi State today are all women. And we have at least 3 women as councillors in every local government or in every council ward. That is practical. So when I listen to lectures, I practicalize. So today I have come to listen, and I will start the practical from here. Honestly, today Nigeria is what it is today because we have a broken family system. Our marriages are no longer working. And what Mariam Lemo has done today, over the years, and launching today, she is simply giving us a foundation for better society and better Nigeria. We thank you so much. Like I said, please, before I launch, let me say this on a very lighter mood again, just like Sheikh Abubakar Muhammad said earlier before, on a lighter mood, but my own is going to come this way. That events like these, when organized, in those days when we were growing up in Zaria, we go there to spy, to search, to look for, but today the situation has changed completely. No thanks to COVID-19. Because everybody is covering their nose. We don't know who to search for and take home today as a future bride. I still have one more chance. I want to complete it. And I know that Zara will help me search. On that note, on that lighter mode, let me launch this wonderful academy. But before then, please, once again, you see, in practicalizing what I have learned today, I am going to mandate my Honorable Commissioner for Education to ensure that this academy is part of our school academic activities in Kogi State. And I'm urging my wonderful brother here, the Deputy Governor of Niger State, to equally recommend him to his principal. And thank God, Her Excellency is here, and other excellencies, you're all here. Let us support this wonderful initiative, because if we do, it means we're going to have a wonderful home, wonderful society, and Nigeria will be better for it. On that note, I will launch it. I don't have dollars. I don't have pound sterling. I'm just a servant. But I'll launch it from the very smallest to the biggest so that others will follow and support it. So I am launching this wonderful academy with the sum of 1 billion kobo. Thank you, and God bless you.
Please, a round of applause for him. Thank you very much, Your Excellency. Thank you for that support. So I would like to call on anybody that would like to also support His Excellency in launching. We have the secretariat are also going around. If you don't want to come forward, you can also, we have people from the secretariat going around. So anybody that would like to also support His Excellency in launching this as well is welcome, please. No takers. Any takers? We want one or two more people to come and support.
Yes, sir.
Please, a round of applause for His Excellency, the Deputy Governor.
Alhamdulillah, Mr. Chairman, Jim Smiley, Rahman Rahim. Rabbi Shirali, Sotiri, Waisal Amri, while I looked at Mendisan, F. Kaukoli. Your Excellency, my very guy here, the Governor of Kogi State, the eminent, the representative of eminent, the wife of our President Muhammadu Buhari, all the excellencies, the wife of the Governor of Niger State, the ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of His Excellency and good people of Niger State, I donate 10 million naira to support the program. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Please, I think we can clap louder, please. We would like to call on anybody else I would like to support as well.
Your Excellency, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Abdul Karim Muhammad Jami, pharmacist by profession, and the Chief of Staff to His Excellency, the Governor of Kogi State. On behalf of all of us, the entourage of His Excellency, the youthful Governor of Kogi State, we want to encourage our dear sister, Mrs. Mariam Lemo, with a token sum of 200 million kobo.
I've been trying to do the math in my head, but thank you very much. Please, a round of applause for him. All right, let's have anybody else to support this initiative as well.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. There is no doubt that this occasion is very special to all of us because it is an occasion which will definitely not only help us in the management and following the Islamic tradition of the mosque of the family, but also it is going to help us socially in all our lives. Now, as the governor has already launched this important project, we in the National Mosque, especially that the governor has mentioned in kobos, not in naira. When he mentioned that, I heard naira, not kobo. When he said 1 billion something, I thought it was 1 billion naira. But as it is kobo, the National Mosque of Abuja will definitely assist and help Dr. Mariam Lemo, not in kobo, but in something undisclosed. We are not going to disclose it, but certainly we are going to help, not in kobo, but in naira, but undisclosed. But one very important thing we will do, of course, is to continue to pray that Almighty Allah will continue to assist her and also her husband, also Mrs. Zahra also, and all those that are assisting her in this very important thing. We do hope that Almighty Allah will continue to assist them and will continue also to reward them abundantly, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.
Jazakallah khairan for that, sir. would also like to call on the Honorable Minister of Women Affairs, Dame Pauline Tallon. She wants to give us a word.
Thank you very much. The chairman of the occasion, who is His Eminence, the Sultan of Sokoto, ably represented by His Royal Highness, the Emir of Kefi. High Excellency, the wife of the President, the mother of the day, Dr. Aisha Muhammadu Buhari, Your Excellency, the Governor of Kogi State, our true he for she. Yes, he's demonstrating it, and we are calling on all other governors to key in so that we can have more women participation in order to have a better and healthier society. The Deputy Governor of Niger State, wives of governors here present, I acknowledge my dear sister, the wife of the former Vice President, Mrs. Amina Sambo, the wife of the Governor of Niger State, Sokoto State, and all other excellencies here present. I start by thanking the Almighty God for touching the heart of these two great ladies, Zahra Buhari Ndimi, Mariam Lemu, and her wonderful husband. Please, can you give these two couple a big round of applause? I stand here on behalf of all Nigerian women and children to appreciate and celebrate this wonderful couple. Zahra called me just last week to alert me on this program and to request my participation as the Ministry of Women Affairs as a strategic partner. I said, Zahra, you don't have to call, beg me. This is part of our mandate to ensure that we have better homes, better marriages, where we will raise up better children, disciplined children, in order to have a better and healthy society. It is clear from my beautiful daughter that came out to read the poem here, sure she's your daughter, it speaks volume. You could see clearly a child that is brought up in a beautiful home where there's love, there's the fear of God, and proper upbringing. And that's what we want to see in our children. The home is the bedrock of the society. The family, marriage is divine. But Islam and Christianity has the same focus on all that has been said here, all that you've read from your platform. I listened very carefully, Mariam, and I was so moved. I pray we will have more homes with such a golden family, where we find more husbands supporting their wives. If you support your wife, you love your wife, you love your children. I want to sincerely thank the First Lady of the Federal Republic of Nigeria, Dr. Aisha Muhammadu Buhari, whom I know we've discussed a lot over the high incidence of broken homes. She is a true mother who praise and look up to seeing the sanity of our homes. And I thank her for giving you the strength, the support. Zahra, thank you for being there and reaching out for us to join hands to support this very important platform. I stand here on behalf of the Ministry of Women Affairs and Children to congratulate you and to reassure you of the Ministry of Women Affairs' full commitment to, as a strategic partner, to support and work with you. And I'll follow the footsteps of my dad here, who says, we will not disclose, but you will see how we are going to work together because we have a counseling department. This is key to the ministry. And you are helping us. And I call on all well-meaning Nigerians to key into this platform, to respect the institution of marriage, to love their wives, be faithful so that we can have happier homes where we will bring better children. Because a healthy home, a sincere marriage, will bring forth children that will be better leaders of tomorrow. The problem of Boko Haram and all the street children we are seeing are products of broken home, are products of insincerity in marriage. And if we have families who have the fear of God and put God first as the center focus in their home, certainly we will have a better and a healthy society. Once again, Mariam, and your family, I congratulate you, and I want to reassure you of the ministry's full commitment to partner as a strategic partner. I thank the First Lady for her support. Zara, well done for ensuring that we are all here. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Before we call on our next speaker, I would like to just do an announcement. In the male toilet, someone left his phone and flash drive. Phone and flash drive. So if you are the person that is looking for a phone and flash drive, please come to the secretariat and you tell us which phone is it and what type of flash drive. Now also, there's a pledge form on each of our tables. If you don't want to come out and pledge, you can also just write your name, organization, email, phone number, and then tick which package you want. There are different types of packages. We have the bronze package, which is from 100 to 499 people at $60 each, which is the 40% discount. We have the silver package, which is at
my boss, Honorable Commissioner, Honorable Minister, when I face them, parliamentarian, dear governors, our leaders, Governor of Kogi and Niger, Honorable Mother Dr. Amina Sambo, our leaders, one of the governors here present, members of children of the first family, the daughters of the nation, my dear sister, Mother Lino, and our dear husband, distinguished ladies and gentlemen, assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah for this event today. It went on very successful. I'm so happy to be here on behalf of the First Lady of the Federal Republic of Nigeria. Our mother brings warm greetings to all of us that are here today, and she extends her felicitations. She's unavoidably absent in this event, but we all know that her spirit is here. She's well represented by the members of her family and all of us from the Women Affairs. And you can see the children are on the vanguard of this very humble project. Her Excellency, has asked me to congratulate our dear sister, Mrs. Miriam Lamu, on this, for hatching this very, very, very beautiful idea for our young couples and those that are ready to go into marriage. And she has also called on our children, the young men and women, to take advantage of this opportunity provided by our sister to join on the journey of my sister and her team in transforming a generation and changing the narrative. Her Excellency has indicated interest to partner with Sister Miriam Lamu on this very noble project. And Future Assured is already a partner of this project. She has asked me to reiterate her support for this project for an undisclosed amount, which will reach out to our sister, Miriam Lamu. I personally call on all of us that are here today to encourage our children, our sisters and our brothers to also subscribe to this very important platform so that they can be guided to live a very happy marriage life. Having said so, I congratulate you, my sister. We are so proud of you. You have been a source of inspiration for all the women in the world. We join you in this noble cause and I pray that Allah will continue to use you to add value and to be a blessing to humanity. Thank you so very much.
Thank you very much, Ma. We would like to, before we go ahead, we would like to recognize the presence of Honorable Stella Okotete, the Executive Director of Nexim Bank. Also, I'd like you to know that souvenirs have been passed around. Just be sure that it's not only souvenirs that are inside. There's also small chops and a few drinks so that you don't just keep it in your car. We've provided that for you as well. We would like to call on the Director of Research and Training, Dawa Institute Islamic Education Trust, for the closing remarks. None other than Muhammad Nuruddin Lemu, who is also the brother of Mrs. Miriam Lemu. Please, a round of applause for him.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Assalamu alaikum and peace be with you all. I would like to stand on existing protocols, as is our tradition. But as somebody made an exception, I would add to His Excellency and all excellencies, Royal Highnesses, fathers, mothers, uncles, aunties, brothers and sisters in Islam and in humanity, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. They say to travel far, you go with others. To travel fast, you go alone. The journey that has brought us here has been a long journey with many supporters. One of the metaphors that Mariam uses in her course is that of the person, and that stands for everybody, that we all move around with an imaginary window and a mirror. An irresponsible leader is one who, when things go wrong, they look out of the window and see who to blame. The responsible leader, and in her context, the responsible married person, is one who, when things go wrong, they look into the mirror and they take responsibility. And when things go well, they look out of the window and see who to give their appreciation to. And first, of course, all praise and appreciation goes to Allah and our parents, may their souls rest in peace, their friends and supporters, and all of those who have made this happen. Mariam is a perfectionist. If it's not good enough, it's not good. And to see how between Salam TV and Safital the role of Amu and his team, Mrs. Ebere, and all the others, all I can just say is may God count you in the blessings of this program. I was looking up statistics about Nigeria, and about 25% of women between the ages of 15 and 49 are not married. So I tried to see, what about men? 42% of men are not married. Is that a measure of irresponsibility? Or is it that we are moving away from a time when arranged marriages and the family, as Hajja Saudatu Mahdi mentioned, the family was taking care of things, now a lot of people are on their own. Arranged marriages have a divorce rate of about 4%. Love marriages, where you go and find your own, have a divorce rate of between 40 to 50%. In some countries, I would not mention, it goes up to 65% divorce rates. And one problem is fear of what they're going into. Some, hopelessness. To have a course that can prepare us better, I hope will make it easier for those who are going to get married. Getting married is not too difficult. Getting married to the right person, being the right person, that's more difficult. And being happily married is the most difficult of all. But I think that's what we all want when we talk about getting married and preparing our young for marriage. When we were coming here, I wasn't sure what to say. And so I asked my son, Anwar, they want me to give some closing remark, any idea what I should speak about? And he said, bamboo. I said, good, thank you. Which is one of the metaphors Mariam uses in her course. That when you see how the bamboo tree grows, and I planted bamboos last year, you put it in the ground, and it's as if it doesn't want to grow. It just stays on the ground for long. But when it starts to grow, when the shoot comes out, in less than 2 months, the bamboo was taller than where my hand could touch. Bamboo, you will find out, is also the fastest growing plant in the world. But it only is able to do that because it has a very strong rooting system. The rooting system is the metaphor for character. It's not just how to have a good personality, how to win friends, influence people to say yes to a marriage, but to do it with character, because that's really what keeps the marriage. A lot of us, as has already been said, a lot of us focus on the shooting system, what we see outside, dressing well, looking nice, looking beautiful, a nice house. But that doesn't keep a marriage. We focus a lot on the weddings. And less on married life. And what I'm happy about regarding this course, and this sounds like a conflict of interest, but in another way I think it's a convergence of interest, is that we are able to help young people with easily accessible sources of guidance. But as we talk about that, and I think for governments this is also very important, the Singaporean government got marital counseling compulsory for all citizens to solve a problem of housing. That whenever there was a divorce, they needed more housing. It was more expensive for citizens and for the government to not be involved in supporting marital counseling. It's easier to get married. unfortunately, than it is to get a driving license. Because I think as a society, we tend to assume that if you drive a car without the qualifications, bad things will happen. But we seem to pretend as if you can go into marriage without the necessary qualifications and bad things won't happen. But as we all know, there's nothing that a parent dreads more than their child is getting married and you have your fingers crossed. In business, there's what they call the blue ocean strategy, where you look at the business environment as an area that does not need competition. What this event, I think, has done, and the buzz around it has done, is to let us know so many people are interested in better marriages. So many. And people are ready to spend money to support better marriages. And so for Form One and RAPA and NASFAT and all the other organizations, faith-based and non-faith-based organizations that are interested in better marriages, I think there's a huge opportunity for a lot of collaboration. In physics, they say nature abhors a vacuum. I think in social relations, Shaitan loves to fill vacuums. And before long, other courses will come up on marital and premarital counseling, just to make money out of the fact that there's a demand for this. And so I'd like to advise all those organizations and individuals interested in supporting good quality marital counseling to do all they can to fill the vacuum, to collaborate. It would be good if we could have, for example, Form One, to have marital counseling centers in every state where they have branches. Because while this is an online course, and most likely offline will still play a role, the biggest problems of marriage are not solved online. It is sitting one-on-one, person-to-person. But at least to take advantage of technology to reduce the workload ahead of us. Mufti Menk is a person I think most of us know and respect a lot. And for long, he has been Zimbabwe's gift to Africa and Africa's gift to the world. This is getting emotional now. I think, alhamdulillah, I would say Mariam is Nigeria's gift to Africa, but also Africa's gift to the world. I would advise Mariam, as I advise myself, to remember Allah first in everything. And the reason why saying that is difficult for me is because it was the advice our dad always gave us. That it's not enough to keep it up, but to keep improving, to stay curious, continue learning, try and be humble, and if you can't be humble, pretend to be humble. That's how I get away with it. I'd like to congratulate everyone for this program, the support. May it be a sadaqatun jariyah from all of us. For me, there's a new norm I'm trying to get used to. When we were in secondary school, I remember Mariam once telling my dad, she said, I was well known. I'm very well known in school. And my dad said, how? Everybody knows me. They will, if any, ask anybody, they will just say, I'm Mariam. Oh, this one, she's the sister of Nuruddin Lemu. So I said, hey now, so it's Nuruddin Lemu, they know. You, they just know you as the sister of Nuruddin Lemu. So you can imagine how I felt once. I was in a restaurant here in Abuja when, you know, somebody was looking at me as if they knew me, and it was going to be a bit, you know, let me not be rude and assume I don't know these people. So I went and greeted them, and somebody said, you are the brother of Mariam Lemuko. I said, "Toh, alhamdulillah, yes, I am. A new norm. And may that new norm be blessed, inshallah. We continue in all our ways to support. Aluta continua, a student say. Victoria Asata, inshallah. God bless you all. Assalamu alaikum."
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Please, another round of applause for him. So just to remind all of us, as we are talking about this, the hashtag is change the narrative. It doesn't end here. The support for this platform shouldn't end today. We should keep being advocates of it. Also, we'd like to also announce that Aminu Takuma, on behalf of Suleiman Takuma family, has pledged 1 million naira to support this. So please, a round of applause for them. We also, like I said, the pledge forms are on your table. Once you fill them, you can pass them up to the secretariat and we will, you know, collate it as well. The next item on our agenda is the vote of thanks by the one and only Alhaji Seyid Takuma, the support, the person that has actually helped us to support her and, you know, make this a reality, because in 30 years, I can only imagine all the...